What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, sometimes we are here to make you dumber. You're welcome.
Most of the time.
And sometimes we are here to try and make you smarter. And we came up with the idea of the ADD, anti-dumb-dumb word of the day, several weeks ago because there was a study out that as Americans, we're not really expanding our vocabulary much. We have a certain number of words that we use. We tend to go back to the same words.
Typically 30 to 40,000. However, with the internet and the use of AI,
we're all getting dumber.
That number is dwindling.
Right. And so
dwindling.
One of the words, by the way, Dan, that he came up with, I knew before he gave us the definition, but it's the first time that it has happened.
Oh.
And we challenged Sam about a week ago to start looking for words that we could actually use in conversation.
Which, right, by the way, makes it significantly more difficult when we're factoring in words that none of us know the definition to, because given, right, the industry that we're in, we use a lot of words. And needing words that we could use,
right,
in everyday
life. Like one of
life.
The first verbs, Dan, was fascinating, but it was the act of throwing someone else out of a window.
Defenestration.
Yes. Yes. How do you remember that?
Well, I knew it beforehand.
Oh, good God. This is going to be insufferable with Dan. All right. Start at the top,
you
Sam.
Agreed to invite him in here.
I know. And let's see which of the dumb-dumb words, anti-dumb-dumb words of the week Dan remembers.
I may not know any of them.
All the way back to Monday.
Okay, start with
Monday. And you did not get this one. You got Tuesday's word, okay, right off the jump. But all the way back to Monday, we've got borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
That is correct. Borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
It is a noun.
Is that miss or nis?
M-U-S. Borborygmus. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S.
It sounds like something physical.
Like a goiter.
No,
excuse me, ma'am. You have a borborygmus on your neck.
It has Greek origins.
Yeah. Borborygmus. It's the act of doing something, and I don't know.
First appeared in the 1800s, skyrocketed around 1900, and it's died off since then. Dana?
I don't remember.
Borborygmus, a rumbling or gurgling noise.
Of the stomach!
Made by the movement of fluid and gas in the intestines.
Well, you can use that one.
I know.
After eating Taco Bell, I suffer borborygmus.
Okay.
That was Monday's word, borborygmus.
Need to write that one down.
Mm-hmm.
I can amaze my friends with that one.
Borborygmus. So,
0-0 is our score.
Yep.
Histrionic.
Oh, yeah. That's when you go a little crazy and
yes,
you're acting out.
Yes. Extreme emotion.
Melodramatic.
Mm-hmm. Melodramatic.
That was the one that I guessed, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 1-1. We both knew that.
And why do you think that she guessed that one, Dan? Uh-huh.
I'm not saying a word.
Right?
Munificence.
Oh, that's when you overpay largesse when you're spending a lot of money. You're being very munificent.
He got it.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close. It's overly generous.
Having great generosity.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, I'm impressed. You got two.
Thanks. All right, I'm going to give you guys a new one for today.
Okay, lay it on me.
You have not heard this one yet.
Okay.
It is a verb. It is a formal term.
I love it. I love the verb.
Abjure.
Abjure?
Abjure, mm-hmm. A-B-J-U-O-U-R.
A-B-J-U-R-E. Abjure.
Oh, abjure.
Oh, I think that's something.
Is the root to forget?
No.
Lawyers use that word, I think.
Is it Latin, Sam?
Aren't all words? Well, it is of Latin origin, yes.
I mean, I may be off, but I think it's some type of legal word.
Abjure. To formulate an opinion before you have all the facts.
Ooh, not quite. It is to solemnly renounce a belief, cause, or claim.
Do you abjure something or someone?
Yes.
Both.
Or a belief. Like you can have it be about religion or politics.
Okay.
You abjure that belief.
Is a
set, that's a good word.
A set of beliefs that I abjure.
For example, I used to think that, nothing against Five Guys, I actually love your fries, but I'm just going to use this as the example. I used to think that Five Guys had the best fries, but after trying the ones at Wendy's, I abjure that.
You abjure. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dan, we're going to have fun using that word. I abjure.
I abjure.
And our fourth word
for the week.
I feel
like you need to say it with gusto, and you need to stand up and point your finger when you say it.
As always.
I abjure.
Our fourth word of the week, which I actually had a client look at me this morning at the gym and say, as we were stretching, obviously she's a listener, it's time that we pendiculate.
Pendiculate.
What does it mean?
Pendiculate. I remember it. Dan, it is not stretching in the way that you think it is.
Oh.
The term is actually pendiculation, but it can be broken down into pendiculate.
We all do it probably once a day, and I'm doing it now because Scott's never allowed to leave on a holiday weekend again ever, or I will...
abjure him?
I will abjure him. Pendiculate is the act of going...
Oh, your morning stretch.
Often followed by a sigh.
Mm-hmm. Or like yawn. When I drink my coffee.
Yes. No, we don't know what that noise is, Dan. That is not pendiculate. Is there some place where these words are going to live, Sam, that if someone wanted to find them, I will do that. I will compile these and put them online at some point.
I can certainly, yeah, I can start working on the Dana and Parks ADD dictionary.
I love it. Abjure.
Abjure.
Is still my favorite. 913-586-7798. We're about to adjourn and clear the lines for Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances will start right after this break. First in, first up. Now is the best time to get in. 913-586-7798. Or you can text in your grievances to that number. Sam will read those.
Q39 brought... Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.